staying with that data breach that put the personal information of the entire PSNI workforce, civilian and serving officers, into the hands of dissident Republicans. It has been called a perfect storm of risk and harm and a tangible fear of threat to life by the UK's information officer, who has levelled now that fine of £750,000. For more, Liam Kelly, chair of the Police Federation of Northern Ireland, is on the line. And good morning, Liam. And you might remind us in a little more detail about that data breach back in August and the fallout and consequences for your members.
Yes, good morning. As Vincent has outlined there, on the 8th of August, there was a Freedom of Information request which PSNI responded to. And unfortunately, they sent a data set that contained personal details of every person who was employed by PSNI. And as a result of that, we have seen that a number of people have been subject to having to take additional security measures following the fallout from that. So as the Information Commissioner has already pointed out, we were able, and our support associations were able, to signpost and put officers in touch with the Information Commissioner's office, where they provided that compelling testimony of their personal and family impact and the tangible fear and worry that they've had, not only then, but still pertaining to this day. You have to remember that at the time that this happened, the threat level against police officers in Northern Ireland was graded as severe. And I mean, it was just a number of a short time after the egregious shooting of John Caldwell in Fermanagh in February of 2023. So again, police officers were on high alert at this time, as it was, and then to discover that their employer had put their information into the public domain and basically, increased the worry and fear that they had, that they were being targeted by terrorists. It was inexcusable.
There are many questions arising, not least our systems now in place to prevent it happening again. But first, let me ask you about the size of this potential fine. And there will be an appeal system, but 750,000, it could have been much, much more. It could have run into millions, 6.5 million, in fact.
Yes, the Commissioner has pointed out that the provisional fine was actually set at $5.6 million, and I think that reflects the gravity of the breach and the exposure of that personal data. But there's a discretion that the Commissioner has, it's called a public sector approach, and that could potentially reduce that fine to £750,000. And I think that's just a reflection by the Commissioner of the powerless state in the PSNI. Because they're currently facing a massive underfunding issue. It could be as high as £140 million this year. It could be up to £80 million, depending on funding from the Department of Justice. So, I welcome the reduced penalty. But ultimately, PSNI could make better use of that £750,000. And what I mean by that is they could use that money within the workplace to support our colleagues, or get it involved in community initiatives. For example, the PSNI have had to reduce its funding to local councils for CCTV coverage. Mm-hmm. Again, that money would be very useful in supporting those initiatives and keeping people safe.
It's not just the 750,000, though. There are legal actions pending, up to 5,000 of them, I understand, and three test cases due for hearing in the Belfast High Court in June. But you could be looking at a figure in payouts in compensation and security of somewhere of the order of £280 million.
Yeah, well, that's correct. Deputy Chief Constable Chris Todd, who's the lead in this matter, has already provided evidence to that to the Northern Ireland Affairs Select Committee over in Westminster, and that was his initial findings about what he thought might be the outworkings of any fines. About upgrades to hardware, software and systems, and again, paying any compensation that was eligible. So again, it's money that PSNI currently do not have. They've made the case and continue to make the case that they need some central funding from government to make sure that money can be paid.
Liam Kelly, Chair of the Police Federation of Northern Ireland, thank you very much. 20-